As always, as I said earlier, we do have a debate, and we have two expert, I almost said witnesses, but actually expert debaters who have been rehearsing for this debate for a while now. I think doing mock debates on other people's not quite as good radio shows. But it's quite all right, and we do have them ready right here. Debater number one.
Hello.
Hi there. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Alexis Merriweather.
Alexis Merriweather, and who are you?
I'm a candle maker.
Okay, that's interesting. And debater number two.
I am Dr. Parsis from Planet Science. And I promise... 25 light years into space, we have been listening to your programs, and because I had nothing better to do, I built a time machine to travel, and in my time machine, I built a robot to specifically win this debate.
Excellent. That's probably the most preparation anybody's ever done for a single debate on the show history ever. Now, what was your name? Dr.
Parsis.
Parsis.
And my Debatatron 9001.
Oh, that's sophisticated looking.
It is fancier than any of your foolish Earth technology.
Well, I'm sure that's
even
true.
Even iPods?
Prepare to face debate death, because your iPods are mere crumbling termite wooden thingies compared to this.
Waste of my money, I guess.
I do need a coin, actually. Does anybody have a coin?
How unprepared of you.
Oh, now listen. They don't pay me much, and they don't pay me in coins. So, here we are. And a flip of the coin reveals the fact that we all knew, which is that Dr.
Correct.
Parsons?
No. Parsis. And not Alan Parsons,
Dr. Parsis believes that this tract is 100% true.
This tract, which is Ransom.
No. We're doing, Satan's Master. Ransom was last week.
I have set the wrong coordinates. My debate robot has been misprogrammed.
Well, are you going to be able to debate? You did all that work preparing for the debate, and you did the wrong tract. Are you going to be able to debate this?
Y-E-S.
Don't talk for me, robot. Know your place. Yes, we can do it.
Okay, good. Miss Merriweather?
I am prepared as usual.
No, I know, but you believe the tract is false, correct?
Yes, I do.
And you get to go first as the attacker, so to speak.
Well, as I mentioned, I am a candle maker, and I test every candle that I make and sell.
Uh-huh.
And none of my candles have ever actually helped with prayer or helped to make prayers come true.
Okay, so you're saying that... Well, no, hold on. I think the tract was actually kind of disproving that point anyway. The tract was saying that that's nonsense.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. That was an evil person.
Well, then I need to check my notes.
Yes, please.
Go ahead, crazy doctor.
Did you hear the way Judy was speaking in that tract? Did you? She emphasized every third or fourth word in a very, very, very exceedingly awkward way, like she was being possessed by someone. That is my current theory. And furthermore, what is the percentage of people with true faith? Mr. Chick, as you call him on this planet, we have other names for him.
Wait a minute. Everything is pretty confused right now. You're supposed to say this is true.
Yes, well, all right.
Maybe we should switch places.
Nah, I'm sorry. I was studying for the wrong tract, I'm sorry.
Would you get to use the robot?
I admit thing? I am completely unfamiliar with this, but from the gist that I overheard through the doorway...
Do you think that this tract is true?
Yes, absolutely! I stake my life on it!
Okay, well, let's try this again.
All right.
Miss Merriweather.
Aha! Yes, I have the missing page.
Okay.
My candles have indeed... With their flames, helped prayers come true. Prayers to Satan. Prayers to other gods.
So you're saying that Jesus is not the way.
That is correct.
And that Hannah was correct when she said that a candle can bring you good things, not through Satan. Through good things. Through your energy.
Especially my white candles. They work beautifully.
That's much better than what you were saying before.
And as for my argument, now that I have been informed on the contents of this week's tract...
Okay.
Ransom is false, by the way. This one, however, is true. Very true. True as life itself. Now, these deaths could only have been caused by the great deceiver. For it seems to me that a spine simply does not jump out of its own body. It would need a tremendous, tremendous external force. Perhaps a spiritual force. And I'm running through the computer. The computer is trying to think. Computer! Is there any other force that could have done this besides Satan?
Well, that's pretty convincing.
Indisputable check and mate, little girl.
Miss Merriweather, I don't know how you can come back from that.
This is my expert witness who's going to help me win.
I am a doctor of Scientology, and I like Tom Cruise a lot, but my name is Tom Cruises.
Tom Cruises.
And Tom is short for Tomalina.
Tomalina Cruises. All right, well, you have an expert rebuttal on the what the machine there said.
This track has to be false because there is no Jesus.
Wait, why would you say that? What evidence?
Because
do you have?
They're all volcanoes and aliens.
Oh, sorry.
And he must be on drugs.
Okay, so you're saying the idea that Jesus exists is preposterous, and that.
But he might the
Dr. Parsis is on drugs?
No, Dr. Parsis is here to resurrect us.
Dr. Parsis is who you're fighting against.
Yes, but he's incorrect in this.
What are you talking about?
Let me help. My name is Katie Holmes, and Tom, he needs his medication. I'm sorry.
That's Tom?
Well, Tom Cruises, yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying
she's been hanging around the mansion and trying to poke my baby, and we need to get her out of here.
Hey, Katie, how are those candles working for you? Are you contacting the aliens yet?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am. I feel them in my brain.
Well, so hold on a sec. No, hold on a sec. Miss Holmes.
Yes.
Miss Holmes. So, you actually believe all of these things about psychology being false and...
it's crap.
And that the aliens, that we all are possessed by evil aliens that need to be purged out of us. Yes, okay.
Yes. In my brain.
You believe that?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Parsis,
I would stake my baby on it.
You're from the future and from another planet. Do you know anything about these aliens they're referring to?
No, but I do know something about resurrection, and I do know that resurrections are a matter of course after death where I come from. And yet I refuse to resurrect any of you. Therefore, Jesus' deeds are entirely plausible, as those resurrecting oneself is done on our planet all the time.
I'm sorry, did you just say that resurrections are a matter of course?
You wouldn't know it, but they are. They are. Laugh with me, computer.
I'm just... Even sinners? Are sinners resurrected?
Oh, define sin. I have to speak as a child.
A murderer. Is a murderer resurrected after death?
When one can resurrect someone, murder becomes a rather less important crime, don't you think?
I'm sorry, did you say this tract was true?
Yes.
Okay.
True as life!
So you're saying... Say.
No, okay, I'm sorry. Expert, go ahead.
I'm a murderer, and I like this idea.
Of murderers being resurrected.
I like this idea a lot.
Well, it sounds good. I mean, it would, right? Because you could kill people. It's not that big of a deal that they die.
This would do great things for my profession.
If you get put to death when you get caught, you come back anyway.
Can I ask a question? Do you get paid for this?
You get paid as much as they got on them? It's a good living.
You get paid to murder?
No.
She steals from the dead bodies, I think, is what she's saying.
Yeah.
I see. So let me see if I can get this straight. Dr. Parsis.
Yes?
You're saying this tract is true because, okay, Jesus is the only way, but it doesn't really matter if you kill other people because they'll just come back. So these other people do bad things, and then the demon Satan and Rechon kill them, but it's really not that big of a deal because they're just going to be coming back anyway.
Well, if you were on our planet, it wouldn't be a big deal. On this miserable rock, it is a big deal, and I'm arguing from that framework.
Okay, so...
Furthermore, it's not so much that Jesus isn't the only way, but witchcraft is a stupid way.
Oh, now what's wrong with witchcraft? Tell us about that.
Well, when you deal with witchcraft, you work with far, 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 far too many intermediaries.
Oh, I see. So,
and they don't have the witch's best interest in mind, as I believe this track clearly shows.
Okay, I can see that. Well, Miss Merriweather.
I don't think the stupidity of any religion that you may or may not like has anything to do with its validity.
Well, here's what I have.
I believe
a
all
about.
Your religions are equally stupid. I am unbiased.
This doesn't mean that they're right or wrong or true or not, though.
If Jesus is Satan's master, doesn't that mean he's just following orders?
You mean Satan is just following orders?
Yeah, I mean, if Jesus is his master,
I don't think
right?
they so. Meant that kind of master.
Well, in what other way could he be his master?
He's more powerful.
Well, that doesn't mean so. That doesn't mean he's his master. There's plenty of people who are more powerful than me, but I don't do what they say because they don't tell me to do things.
Look, I'm the one who says this tract is false, so... Well,
do you agree with me, then?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, if I may interject for
a minute. You may.
A long time ago, the Catholic Church did have a theory that... Jesus and God allowed Satan to carry out mayhem and mischief on people, so to develop their spiritual goodness. They kind of renounced that recently because it wasn't so good for the whole good evil duality thing, but at one time that was a valid claim, so it's entirely possible.
And is that why you kill people?
I don't kill people. That's Samantha.
Well, that's a different person.
Oh, yes. She looks like me, and she talks like me, and she walks like me sometimes, but she's totally not me.
You're identical cousins?
Yes.
Okay.
Identical cousins?
Well, we're sisters, too.
Oh, that's
see.
Not. That's
Where are
not.
You
As
from?
A Scientologist,
yes?
I have to object.
To?
You are all misinformed.
About what?
The meaning of life.
What is the meaning of life? Yes? Debatatron, you have something to add, I believe. What is that?
This foolish machine is programmed for ransom. I'm sorry, it tries to help, but it's going off. Look, maybe this can double as my final debate, since this planet depresses me in every conceivable way. On my planet, there are only a few sources of your Earthenoid culture that manage to travel through. One is WHRW Binghamton.
That's good.
The other is Monday Night Football.
That's not so good.
And the other is Jack Chick Tracks.
Oh, that's terrible.
Which have been dispersed into space.
My goodness.
And I believe your President Chick is correct.
I'm sorry, he's not our president.
Not at all.
We have been led to believe that. But the argument remains the same.
He's right.
Yes.
And you would elect him president, apparently.
I believe so, for his tracks are accurate. Hail to the chief.
That's a compelling, compelling argument. Miss Merriweather, I guess I'm going to let you take the final closing argument.
Well, I think it's a stupid, stupid argument. I don't see how you can pit me against some ridiculous alien
from
the future, who, by the way, negates his own argument since he is an alien.
Yes, but he did say that Jack Chick should be president.
Which is wrong as well. In fact, he said Jack Chick was president. He's misinformed on every subject. I make candles. I see aliens and demons in the flames of these candles, as do many of my patrons.
Well, if you want to talk about negating arguments, didn't you start out by saying that nobody got set up?
I didn't have all my notes with me. That doesn't make me wrong or stupid. It makes me unobservant sometimes.
So in the course of a minute, you realized that candles do give people powers.
Well, you did tell me I had to argue the other side.
I did, yes, but I didn't say to lie.
And I was prepared.
I did not lie. I have the documentation right here.
Well, and then
I
you were lying before.
For Chick's glorious track, Ransom, which I can debate at a moment's notice
but
if
I
need be.
But I thought you said it was false. Is it gloriously false?
Mr. Allen, this man is an idiot, and I think he should get out of the studio, and you should declare me the winner right now.
Can I tell you something? Both of you have completely argued against yourself. Far more than you've argued against each other.
I've argued for myself
far
the entire
more.
Time.
If my Tommy Poo was here, he would set you all straight.
Tom Cruise
And you would know what is crap and what isn't.
You know, I have a feeling that if Tom Cruise was here, he probably would be talking more sense than either of you. But let's, you know what, this debate is, I think, just about ready to simmer. Unfortunately,
Stop poking my baby!
Unfortunately for all of us, Dr. Parsis is correct.
And you're all clearly idiots.
Jack Chick should be president. And, oh gosh, all sorts of wonderful points.
Terrible, stupid, wrong points.
No, they're right. Your points are wrong. Go back to your first point where candles don't do anything, because that was right.
Yes, you agreed with me before your IQ dropped early in this debate.
Well, you agreed with her at first, so I wouldn't talk about that.
You're no smarter than I.
All right, well, this has probably been the most ridiculously incorrect tractor fiction ever, but...
Wait, you just said it was true, that he was right.
No, that was true. The whole episode has been a big pile of wrong.
Those on my planet will enjoy it in 25 years once
when it
the
reaches
beams
you.
Go by.
That's
yes.
Excellent. Congratulations on your successful time travel. Well, mostly successful, you were off by a week. And congratulations on your win. Hopefully everybody at home has learned a lot about whether or not you should debate with time-traveling aliens, and also that witchcraft is apparently not really that good. It works for Satan, or something like that. I wasn't really paying that much attention. But this is Tractor Fiction. I'm Frank Allen. Good night.